Welcome back, guys. This is Borak Bola Match Week 8. We're finally coming towards the end of the year. A lot of upsets. I'm sorry. A club upset. So, come on. Tell us what are the matches that we're going to talk today.
Yeah. Oh, what's up, everybody? Uncle here. Hope you guys are having a great day. Okay lah, we'll start with the matches. Okay, first we are going to talk about the Citizens beating Burnley 2-0. A comfortable win, and you guys know, as usual, it was another, it's just another win lah, guys, for Manchester City. So what do you guys think about it? Chinna, your thoughts?
My thoughts about this game is Kevin De Bruyne a masterclass lah. That's what I'm going to say about this game.
By far, he's the best midfielder right now.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
In Premier League, even in the world lah, he's the best midfielder in right now lah. Even in the world lah, no one can argue with that.
Everyone
yeah. He just had a good game lah. Every game he produced a masterclass. Like, you know, last time he saw that against Liverpool. Now Burnley, like. He's just inevitable, man. Like, seriously, man. Like, I don't know how Man City haven't won a Champions League with him in the squad, you know? Like, seriously.
That's because a certain someone decided to break his, what, eye socket in the finals.
you mean the black Batman? The masked Batman? The prime Messi?
Batman, yeah. The black Batman. Yeah, exactly.
The black.
You got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Anything, whatever it takes, Achina, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
But overall, the game was okay lah. I mean, they had chances lah. You know, Manchester City could have scored more, but you know, kudos to Burnley's keeper, you know, Nick Pope. He made some good saves, and they tried lah. But we all knew what the result was before the game even started. It's like what 99% chance MC is going to win. And there's that 1% chance for something.
It's a 1 billion squad, man.
Yeah, what do you expect? And then, you know, we can see Foden, you know, like performing more and more week in, week out. What do you guys think about his performance?
For his age, like, he's just, I think, 21. He's performing week in and week out. And also, he's the one of the best youngsters like, in Premier League. Alongside Trent, amount and all that, you know. So yeah, I think he's a very good player lah, in my opinion.
Yeah, he is a fantastic player, you know, and they've got themselves a very good squad lah, you know, they're developing talents and all, you know, together with the aging squad that they have, but they never play like they're aging, unlike Liverpool lah. That's a different story lah, but it is what it is, like, you know. Congratulations for the Citizens. You know, good win. We will move on to the next match, like, guys. You know, Watford against us, the Reds.
You know? Yeah, to be honest, uncle, I was a bit scared, lah. I was a bit.
It wasn't just you, Padre. It was all of us, actually. All of us Liverpool fans, because of the mega disappointment they dropped, you know, two seasons ago, if I'm not mistaken. You know, by beating us 3-0 and ending our win streak. But this game wasn't like that, lah. This game wasn't like that. How it was? Okay, what I saw this game, lah, guys, is a completely different Liverpool tactic, lah. Because in Milan game, we saw it was attack, attack, and attack. That was it. And then against Porto in the Champions League, we saw a tactical game. You know, just passing here, trying to find the spaces and just tap in goals. And then against City, we saw like a terrible 45 minutes. Then the second half was a super entertaining match, you know. They were going at each other with everything they got. And this game was very different, guys. You know, we saw Klopp rotate his entire midfield and front three, you know, in different positions. You know, Salah was playing in the left side, right side, and in the center. And for God's sake, like, guys, Milner was up front there, you know. Together with the strikers, and he even assisted a goal. That was the most mind-blowing part, you know. And let's just say, like, everybody's saying that, you know, Bobby scored a hat-trick. Okay, if Bobby performs well, the whole team performs well, yeah, you know, congratulations. And you know, Salah, he just continues to deliver. You can't stop him. But in my opinion, the real man of the match is Milner lah. He went from playing in midfield to defensive midfielder, up to assisting a goal and even trying to score a goal. And when Trent left, you know, he dropped back as a right back. Come on, he did this all in one game. What do you guys think about this, lah?
I couldn't agree more, like, with Uncle, because Milner was like, Milner was defending. He was playing in the midfield, he was attacking. He was doing everything, lah, on the pitch. He was the best player, like, even though Salah has assisted Mane and scored a good goal.
Yeah, Milner was like all around, lah, all around type of player, lah. That guy is so. I'm just so. So amazed, lah, to see a 36-year-old fella who's playing at the highest level still, you know, like, it's good to see, lah, this kind of players, lah, like, who's 30-plus, you know, still playing in the...
What do you mean? There is still an MU player who's 30-plus and still rocking the world, I think.
But Padre, he's a forward, Padre. We are talking about Milner, you know, who
this
has
guy
played...
He's an all-rounder. He's like from the old gen of football, you know, the times where everybody could play everything, you know. He belongs in the old generation, you know. They don't just, like, specify, like, okay, at young, I'm a striker, so all I know how to do is score goals, you know. These guys, they play everywhere. I bet you, you know, when he's younger, probably 15 or 16, he would have been trying out as a goalie, knowing Milner. You guys know Milner.
Yeah, so Padre mentioned about 36 years old plus something player at Man United. We'll talk about him at the end segment of the podcast.
Manchester United deserves a special spot for this week's podcast.
We'll come to them later. We'll come to them later. We'll talk about
so all the Man U fans out there, don't carry a fire in your heart, okay? We are still going to talk good.
Stay tuned and we will give you the updates on that game. But overall, for Liverpool, it's a fantastic performance, you know. I was quite surprised with the scoreline and the way they pulled it off, guys. So, they are running in a good form. We will see what happens when they face the Devils this weekend, you know. It's going to be a fantastic game. I can see it coming. And so, yeah, we'll move on to the next game, guys. You know, Brentford against the Blues. Chelsea managed to pull off, a win that we couldn't. You know,
Chinna, I tell you, you are one lucky bastard, you know, as a Chelsea fan. Ooh, if you guys don't have Mendy in your team on that day, just imagine Kepa is playing on that day. Imagine Kepa was playing
they
that day.
They would have lost 5-1 that day if Kepa would have been there.
No, Chelsea played good, but Brentford was, wow.
Brentford was attacking, at one point, you know, Chinna, I was questioning, you know, are these guys really Brentford? Because they were attacking more than Liverpool ever did, you know, against y'all. They How offensive. And the bicycle kick and the saves, I was like... At one point, I was just quietly watching, what does this Brentford player
You were quietly watching, okay, but I was praying Chelsea to lose.
I was like, what does this Brentford players need to do to score? Because they're doing everything and the ball is not going behind the net. I was so frustrated that game, But Chinna, what are your thoughts, as a Chelsea fan?
Okay, as a Chelsea fan, let's talk about how Chelsea played, First, Chelsea dominate. First half, they played good and they got the goal. Ben Chilwell's amazing volley. He scored a good goal. And then after that, second half, until 16th or 65th minute, Chelsea played okay. And then after that, the last 20 minutes, Brentford was all over the pitch, all over the pitch.
They played some mind games, you know. They waited for the last 10 to 20 minutes and then they went all in, you know. Yeah, I don't know about if you realize it.
Because they were losing 1-0, you know. It's just 1-0. It's not 2-0 or 3-0. You know? Even 2-0 is not safe, you know, nowadays.
So even 3-0 is not safe, brother. Speaking from experience.
Okay. Yeah, even 3-0 is not safe. So, yeah, mind game, Padre said. But, you know, Mendy just did his job.
You know, Ankel Chinna was shitting himself, you know, and towards the end of the minutes, he was like, no, please don't concede. No, please, I don't want to draw.
I was there and I was listening, but then I was just too frustrated to just open my mouth. I was so annoyed, you know, because in the end, it wasn't Chelsea's defense, you know, it was Brentford versus Mendy.
My defense was full of amateur defenders, you know, in quality. I'm saying Malangsa, first Premier League game, Christensen still young, and Chaloba, his third game PL game, so they're still young, you know, not very experienced. We missed Thiago Silva and Antonio Rudiger. That's why we lacked the aerial duels, you know, the long balls. Brentford gave the long throw-ins. If Thiago Silva or Antonio Rudiger was there, they can win the long balls all, you know. So that's what we like. But never mind, we had Mendy on goal. So yeah, la, it was a good day for Mendy and also for me as a Chelsea fan.
Fantastic, fantastic win, you know, guys. You know, it's not easy to pull off a win against Brentford, la, seeing how attack-minded they are and how defensively capable they are.
Yeah, like, if there's a Brentford fan out there, la, don't worry, la, you guys can scrape top 10 la in Premier League if you guys keep this form whole season.
I was going for top 6, you know, Chinna. I was thinking top 6 if they maintain this form.
Because
imagine with this kind of Brentford form, imagine they're fighting against the current Manchester United team, the current Arsenal team, I mean the current Tottenham. I would say
they played Arsenal and they beat them 2-0, right? But
exactly.
Yeah,
so
they're you know, they're not scared of anyone, you know. That's what I like about them, you know, their mentality. They're not scared. You know, so what if you're Liverpool? So what if you're Chelsea? I don't care. I'm just gonna give my everything. And I see a good squad there, you know. They are capable of retaining their position and, you know, being like Leicester, you know, one of the top 10s every year if they continue to play in this form.
Fun fact, guys. Brentford-Chelsea game was actually a London derby. So, speaking of London derby, we have another London derby.
We have the kings of London right now. You know, 4 matches played, 4 derbies and 4 wins for Chelsea. So, kudos to all Chelsea fans out there. We'll move on to the next last. Speaking of London teams, Arsenal against Crystal Palace. A 2-2 draw, you know. Last minute disaster class for Patrick Vieira's
squad.
Another
robbed match for Vieira's team. I felt
This match, I didn't watch this match, you know, because this was a 3 a.m. match, you know, so it was like so lazy.
No one would have watched.
Yeah. But no one expected for this match to be this intense, you know. So, yeah, we watched the highlights. Me and uncle watched the highlights. This is what I thought about the match, la. Crystal Palace, they played good, la. They're playing good under Vieira, actually. They're playing a possession football. Last time they used to play the defensive football, but then now they're playing the possession. So they're going in the right way, la. They like the mentality, la, in the last 10-20 minutes of the game, you know, to keep the lead, to play back pass. Keep the ball in possession and all that, you know. So they have to improve on that part, la, in my opinion.
True. They just
kind of players, la, if you ask.
Exactly. Yeah. They just need like a leader, you know, a proper leader in the defense, in the midfield, and also I think they have a good striker.
They need another Vieira, la, guys. They need another Vieira, but infield.
Exactly.
To guide them and to, you know, keep them straight, because they actually remind me of Liverpool a couple of years back. You know, we will have a solid lead. You know, we'll be leading by 1-0 till the end of the game, and then it'll be 90+2, 90+4, and we concede and we draw the game.
Exactly.
That used to happen to us, you know.
Until Fabinho came in.
Yeah, until Fabinho came in, and then, you know, we got a solid defense now and all. So they just need to brush up on that, and, you know, they need to overcome, you know, mind over the body, you know, because when fatigue takes over, their mind will become sluggish. They have to train their mind to be sharp regardless of what happens. And, you know, to hold out and see the win at the end. Because this is not the first time, right, guys? They've been robbed like this.
It's not the first.
So, you know, overall, fantastic game. You know, good. You know, Lacazette came in to make a change. And, well, he did, la. Well and fine. You know, fantastic game. Well, Arsenal fans, another draw for you all, la. You know, try to convert that to a win, la, sooner or later. Or else you guys are going to just, you know, end up in trouble. We will see how it goes. And then let's talk about, you know, the new super club of the Premier League. You know?
Of the world.
Of the world.
This club in the world right now.
Yeah. Newcastle against Spurs. A 3-2 win for the Spurs. But at what cost, guys?
Yeah.
The game, Chinna and I watched, it was full of emotions, la. You know, first minute, Callum Wilson scoring, and then out of the blues, there was a heart attack, a fan having a heart attack, and then they had to suspend the game, and then they played the additional 7 minutes, and then they made it 2-1, right? 2-1, and then it was like it was a roller coaster of emotions, guys. This Chinna, you talk us through this game.
No. Okay. Chinna wasn't watching the match. He was watching something else. You have to be honest with me, Chinna.
Okay. Okay, Patrick, you don't need to talk about that like this podcast.
Okay. Why?
Okay. Oh,
but he was with me throughout the entire match. But
So, this match, new era for Newcastle Football Club and the fans. They were excited about this match. They at least they expected to win la against Spurs, considering how poor Spurs right now la in terms of form la. So they at least expected to win, but they disappointed at the end of the day. But never mind, you know, it's just the first game. They've just sacked the manager, Steve Bruce. A new manager will come in and then he will try to rebuild the squad la with new players. But
who's the new manager?
I don't know. They just sacked the manager. Maybe a temporary manager will take over for now lah. I think it will take at least 5 or 10 years lah for them to actually win a trophy like Premier League and FA Cup. Champions League is a stretch, but I mean okay lah. They can build a team in 5 or 10 years in my opinion.
True. If they have a good manager. Yeah. If they have a good manager,
They are scouting new managers right now, you know.
Yeah,
Rooney and then there's Gerrard.
All these England legends, you know. I don't know why are they so obsessed with England legends. Like, they like Rooney, Lampard and Gerrard and all, you know. Like Zidane or Conte, you know. Like there are a lot of good managers out there, but in terms they want to rebuild. It's a bit risky to bring a world-class manager right now.
In terms of rebuilding, they need someone like... what's his name? I can't remember his name. The guy who came and saved West Brom, guys. You remember?
Sam.
Big Sam. Yeah. They need someone like Big Sam to put them in a steady position of not getting relegated in the first. And then... Yeah. You know, to have at least a solid team, you know, that is capable of performing... But not at high levels, lah. That's when they need to bring in, a top quality manager to make the changes.
True.
Yeah. So it is what it is, like guys. We'll see what
about
happens,
talking though. About top quality managers, uncle. Now we are moving to Man United game.
Ole at the wheel. A disaster class for Manchester United, you know, against Leicester City.
Are we supposed to be laughing or crying?
I watched the match with you guys, right? If I'm not
mistaken. You watched, but you ran away. You ran away in happiness when Vardy scored. So
I was watching it online and then I had to go down, you know, the last.
Okay,
the
actually,
last
this
10
is what happened, you know. When you're losing to what? Uncle said he was going to watch on TV because you're watching on Astro on the Go. He said, okay, guys, I'll join you guys in a while more. I'm going to watch on TV. And then. Many equalized 2-2. Vardy scored. I'm very sure uncle's face be like so blue. You know? What?
I went down, guys, and then I saw Rashford score. I was pretty annoyed, lah. And then kickoff within 15 seconds, Vardy blasted it in. I lost it. Yeah,
you and me and was screaming, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And you know why? Another reason Ankil was so happy because he had Vardy in his FPL team.
I took out Lukaku and I brought in Vardy and he paid off, lah. You know.
Yeah.
Well, I was just more excited, lah. And then, you know, in extra time for him to score 4-2, my God.
Daka came in.
I was just mind blown. I was like, what on earth is happening? What on earth is happening? And then I was like... Obviously, guys, as a Liverpool fan, you know, I'll be happy, you know, setting up for the big game.
Yeah.
But, you know, seeing their
performance, it's scary, you know.
Champions League has got me a bit worried, but we will see this game through, lah. We will see how it works because it's a very special day on the 24th of October for me, lah. It's a very special day. So, I really hope that, you know, Liverpool can get the big W, lah, that day. The 3 points will be fantastic, lah.
Yeah, but
Liverpool can... Take one for the team, you know.
No, 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 brother. Atlanta did glory, that for, they took the L for the world, okay, which gave MU confidence that, yes, Ole can steer the wheel one more time. So then, let us, you know, but we will see, like, guys, okay, because you never, you know, players can be in a terrible form, a team can be in terrible form, but when it comes to this kind of derbies, they get serious and... their mentality has changed. Okay?
Different, you know. So, it's different.
A team losing 10 games in a row, they will play differently when it comes to this kind of games. So, it is no joke. It's going to definitely be a difficult game for us. But we just hope to see this through. Okay?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Bringing back the stuff. What is actually the big question right now? What is actually wrong with the current Man U side with Leicester? Because I feel that Leicester was not in their top form recently. But they still managed to beat Man U.
The whole September month, Leicester was losing, you know, against small teams. Like, small team means, like, you know, the top half, bottom half teams, you know. I don't know. I think the problem with Man United is that Ole just don't know how to use the players, you know. He's just telling the players, go out and play. He's not giving them any tactics, no tactics. It's just like, you know, counter-attack in Inshallah, you know, like that.
Yeah, I was reading... an article, you know, guys, and it's kind of logical what the article said. They said that Manchester United have too much of talent, okay? They have fantastic players, you know, Greenwood, you know, Sancho, Cristiano Ronaldo, they have all these guys, but they lack the one main thing, guys. They lack
the manager.
No, not even the manager. They lack the engine for the team.
We need someone.
You know, Manchester, you know, the traditional Manchester team under Ferguson didn't only win because of, you know, Ronaldo and Rooney. They had people like Paul Scholes, Park.
Exactly.
These kind of players are the engines.
Carrick, the underrated midfielder ever in the Premier League, in my opinion. Carrick.
So these guys are all the engines, you know. They don't shine. They don't give big FPL points. But without them, the team is screwed.
In our case,
it's Milner and Hendo. Without them, and even Fabinho doesn't get FPL points. He's just, his presence there already gives us a defensive shape, you know, giving us more confidence to go up in front, knowing that in case of a counter attack and a break, he is there.
And also they are there to make the difference, like from the long balls to
exactly.
That's the thing they are.
That is what Manchester United is missing. Okay, Mac. Okay, what are you going to say about Fred? Like, come on, like, guys, we all know who's the better defensive midfielder, you know, for Brazil, and yet Fred will get chosen. I'm not, you know, being harsh, but that is the truth. Fabinho is always the better defensive midfielder in my point of view.
Yeah.
Having Fred there is a joke. Okay, having a defensive midfielder who is not capable of playing that role already shakes up your midfield, you know, guys. The reason why a defensive midfielder is to provide extra support for the defense. But if he becomes a liability and your defense is a joke with Maguire, you guys know what will happen. It'll just result in, you know, them conceding, and with Varane out now for I guess a couple of more weeks, right, guys?
Exactly.
If I'm not mistaken. It's a gone case, unless they find something else, and they need to buy engines. They don't need to buy, you know, spend 100 million, 150 million and buy, you know, top quality players when they don't have players to hold the game, to take the yellow cards at times, and, you know, to take one for the team.
Yeah.
These kind of players are the ones that I prefer. I prefer have them other than a 100 million striker in my team. Honestly. You see what is happening to Dortmund as well, guys, out of English league. They don't have anybody like that. They're struggling regardless of the fact that they got Haaland, the goal scoring machine who cannot stop scoring. But when it comes to defense, they shatter.
Mm-hmm.
And that proves my point, that it's not just about scoring goals and all, you know. There are times you need to be defensive. You even can take Chelsea for that matter. They've got too much of engines in their team. And they lack the striking options. And that's how all they have to do is just get a goal up. And then they can just park the bus, right, Chinna?
Yeah.
You guys just park the bus and you guys can pull off a win. Just a 1-0.
I mean, like, but this season our defenders have scored the most goals, you know, not even our forwards.
Chaloba, Chilwell, James. Did James get in the score sheet?
He scored against Arsenal.
So you see, guys, it's not just about... Football is a team game, and you need engines to control. That's the most important,
Exactly.
That's what I think. Exactly. So I think that's it, lah, guys, for today. Huh?
Yeah.
Can we wrap this up?
Yep, of course, Uncle. Yep. Be honest.
Okay, you know, everybody have a good day, and we'll meet you all in the next podcast, lah, guys. Okay, take care, stay safe. Ciao.
Take care.
Bye.
But I love you. Bye.